coming up on Thunder Pop.
These nuts. Got him.
No, but serious business. We've got a Thunder Pop mini episode today that's going to be dedicated to trying to get some unfinished business out of the way. Some things that we needed to do on the podcast that we haven't done, that we've been kind of delayed on. It's sad. I haven't had a full episode of this podcast since late July. We're now August 20th, and I've been, so I think it's been over 20 days since we've had any content or episodes put up. There's a good reason for that. I've been working on a digital short that I filmed in July, and now I've been in the editing room. Then I got sick for a week, kind of delayed things, but I'm getting very close to finishing the digital short. I probably would have it done next week. However, I've got a scheduled vacation next week, so we're going to be looking at early September before I get the digital short done, and early September before I get a new episode of this podcast, a full episode up and running. The good news is I'm taking my recording equipment, and I'm going to record a very special mini episode while I'm on vacation, so we'll get another episode when I come back right away. But as far as a full, like, with all the meat on the bones episode, we're looking probably a little bit like early September before we can get that out. It's some unfinished business. A good friend of mine was the second person ever to challenge me in the binge watch challenge, and we never did a follow-up on that, so I want to do that now. We're going to call him, we're going to get him on the phone, and that's what our mini episode is going to be about, is the binge watch challenge that he challenged me to watch all seasons of Game of Thrones, because I am so lame. I'm the last person on the planet to have not watched Game of Thrones. So anyway, we're going to find out if I fulfilled that binge watch challenge, and if I did, I'm going to talk about the show. If I didn't,
these nuts.
I'm just going to talk about myself and why I didn't watch it, and then we're going to do something kind of, if it happens that I didn't watch it, I've got a little spin on things I can kind of throw back to Michael and see if he takes me up on it. So we'll be back here after that theme song for this mini episode of Thunder Pop.
Okay, I lied.
Thunder Pop! Thunder Pop! Thunder Pop! Oh, Thunder Pop!
Yeah, yeah! I'm your host, Stephen Presley. This is a mini episode of Thunder Pop, meaning it's not going to be a full meat on the bones episode where we do all the stuff we usually do on an episode, like agree or disagree, and some of the other stuff that we do on the show. It's just me solo, but we're going to have my friend Michael on, who challenged me to a binge watch challenge quite a while back. And I'm really sorry it took me this long to get to it, but now we're going to follow up and see. Now, the first binge watch challenge I did was with Patrick, friend of ours named Patrick, and he challenged me to watch Master of None. Only one season in on that show, so it was a very easy to watch show. It was a comedy on Netflix. I was able to get through it very quickly. I think I finished it like really fast. And then I'd get to the next challenge, my friend Michael.
Sometimes I dream that heals me. Got to see, that's how I dream to be.
I dream I move.
I move.
I dream I grew like Mike. If I could be like Mike,
I wanna be like Mike.
Like Mike. If I could be like Mike.
Now, to get people up to speed on what a binge watch challenge is, I call someone randomly on my phone. Whoever answers. And nobody answers the phone anymore, so I say, you challenge me to a binge watch challenge. If you challenge me to a show that I've never watched before, the first show, if it turns out I've watched it, we go down the list until we hit a show that I've not watched. So really, it should have been a piece of cake for me to do Game of Thrones. Although, here's the problem. Game of Thrones, about 7-8 seasons in, don't believe that I had access to it as easily as I did with Master of None, because it's on the HBO. So, a little bit tougher, right? Did I make it? Did I watch it all? We're going to find out. We're going to give Michael a call here. And let's see. We're going to test the phone out, make sure it's working. So I'm going to call Fresh Plus real quick. Our friends over at Fresh Plus. And we're going to test the phone, make sure it's plugged in properly.
It's just another Tuesday night. Probably going to watch.
Ask if they have. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Do you have Hennessy?
Oh, we do not. Sorry.
Oh, do you know where I might be able to buy Hennessy?
I'd look up a liquor store around here. I don't know. Well, I don't know one offhand, but we don't have it.
I want to have a crunk-ass party.
I can't help you with that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
Yeah, Mom. Have a good night.
Boy, there's Mr. Personality. He couldn't have sounded less excited to talk to me on the phone. All right, we're going to call Michael now. Let's get into it.
It's just another Tuesday night. Probably gonna watch me some Fight Club. Do 35 push-ups and make some go crazy. Then update my status. I'm having a good time. I totally forgot to call you up. I'm shaving my face.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Patizzle whizzle, my zizzles, and kadizzles, and my izzle vizzles.
What's up, Frizzlizzle?
Can you imagine Snoop Dogg when he's a senior citizen, like elderly, and he's in like a nursing home?
Hell yeah, dude. He's going to be DJing, and then the elderly women are going to be stripping.
They're going to be like, izzle, izzles,
yeah.
And my thizzles. In my whizzle sizzle. My whizzle hurts when I sizzle.
Yeah, my whizzle hurts when I sizzle, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, man. How are you doing, sir, Mr. Michael?
I'm okay, man. I'm hanging in there.
You're in El Paso.
How about you?
You're in El Paso, Texas, correct?
Yes, sir.
And Michael was a resident of Austin, Texas with me here for several years. Off and on.
Yeah.
Over a course of time.
Off and on.
We saw a lot of change in our community.
A whole lot of things changed.
A lot of things changed on a personal and universal level.
Yes, sir.
So, Michael, you, sir, were the second person ever to challenge me to a binge watch challenge.
Okay.
And you recall this, correct? You know what I'm talking about.
I did. Yeah, I do recall the challenge, and I recall the show as well.
Sir, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this moment, as okay. I sit here, I want to know, are you wearing pants?
I am wearing pants.
Are you at home?
Yeah.
Are you not pantsless at home?
No, I mean, when I get home, I usually wear I wear workout clothes mostly, man. Like when I get home, I'll put on like some Adidas basketball shorts or Nike, you know, basketball shorts. They're real loose, you know, chill. And I usually wear like Sperry's around the house and stuff. So I definitely go pantsless, but I wear like stuff to where if I have to like, you know, walk outside, take Rocky out or whatever, you know, I don't have to like throw something on. I could just, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're chilling in your boxers and someone rings the doorbell or maybe you got to walk outside. You have to go throw some clothes on real quick. So it's a
hectic scramble. You got to find some pants.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a hectic scramble. That could be like a new dish at that one place on South First.
A new dish at IHOP. The hectic scramble. It's hectic scramble Sunday. We're all hectic scramble. Value meals will only be $4.99.
Exactly.
Oh,
come and have the hectic scramble.
It's a hectic scramble to get to IHOP for the hectic scramble.
Yeah.
They should start cutting me checks right now at advertisement agencies.
Hey, dude, that might be the next Chewbacca thing that happens. Only it'll be, you'll be sponsored by IHOP.
I'm working on a digital short right now, and yes, it is about Chewbacca. I'm not going to tell too much more other than that. I'm going to kind of keep that on the download. But it is sort of Chewbacca related. Chewbacca's been kind of in the news a lot this year. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, don't spoil the surprise.
Yeah, but the hectic scramble. Man, yeah, you're right. Could be onto something. I'm going to write that down. Okay, anyway. Oh, by the way, speaking of wearing loose-fitting, comfortable, or sweats.
I was just watching
on YouTube. They have a name now for that trend that is the workout clothes that are also your fashionable clothes merged together.
Yeah. It's a phenomenon. I mean, I wear the joggers, but I don't wear them like a lot of people wear joggers with like their, you know, Yeezys or their Adidas Ultra Boost. I mean, I wear the Yeezys and the Ultra Boost and stuff from time to time, but I also like boots as well, like Red Wings, Iron Rangers, stuff like that.
I got it. It's called athleisure.
I do not wear those fucking pants if I have to go to a bar or something. You know, if I'm going to go out, I'm not going to wear those pants.
You're not wearing joggers out.
Joggers.
Just
chilling at home or to the gym and not going out, you know?
Well, yeah, I agree with you to a certain. I wouldn't want to wear it to the bar or to a nice restaurant, but I would wear it like out and about during, like, to go to a movie. I would.
Yeah, movie maybe. And I'm not knocking anyone who does. I'm just saying, I personally wouldn't wear them.
No.
You know, like to work or to the bar. You know, maybe to the barbershop, to a movie, something like that. I've seen dudes rocking the jogger pants going out and stuff.
That's taking it too far.
You know, they're like legit out and they're like, you know, out, you know what I mean? Like, let's go out and paint the town and they're wearing their joggers. I don't know. For me, it looks good on some dudes for sure. But for me, no, to each their own, you know, like I definitely appreciate people's, you know, I guess takes on style or what they feel they're comfortable in. And I mean, I have seen people, you know, or dudes wear the joggers, you know, and I'm like, oh, that looks pretty cool, you know, like, I'll appreciate it, you know.
What about
I wouldn't necessarily do it myself, but yeah, I think it looks good on some people.
What about the long ass shirts, the long ass jackets, long ass shirts? Do you like that?
Oh man, I mean, again, I couldn't do it. That's not my cup of tea. I'm not gonna sit here and say I don't think it looks cool on some people. I think there's people that are good candidates for that type of look. You know, I've seen Kanye rock the long shirt or Justin Bieber, and I mean, those dudes are pop stars. You know, they're in that whole culture, you know, where they're kind of like always wearing that fashion forward whatever is around the corner, around the bend. It's like the new trend and they're rocking it. Or even Bieber, you know, I've seen him wear that shit and he looks, you know, he looks like Bieber, I guess, but he looks normal, you know. But I've seen dudes around my town dress like that, and I mean, they kind of look weird, man. They don't look cool.
It doesn't work. But yeah,
it just looks real, like they're trying real hard, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's all relative. Someone could look at me and think that I look like an idiot. So it doesn't matter. Everyone should be able to do what they want. But I personally wouldn't wear it.
I'm going to wear that look and take it to the next step further. I'm going to wear it so, like one shirt that's so long it like drags behind me like a wedding gown. And they have to have like two people walk behind me to help bustle my shirt.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn. That is taking it to a whole nother level. So telling me you're going to have someone behind you carrying the shirt.
Where it's dragging.
It doesn't grace the ground.
Because it's dragging behind me. It's so long. Stylists kind of go, they go further and further and further, and then they tell you.
Yeah, that's clean, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, Michael.
That's clean.
Binge watch challenge time. You challenged me to the second ever binge watch challenge. And for those of you that may not know what this is, I'll explain it, of course. I did the first one. It was Master of None. It was one season. I was challenged to watch this. I give myself
a month to do it.
Binge watch challenge. To challenge me to watch Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. So
did you watch that and get a raging throner?
So I had, how many seasons was there to watch at that point?
Oh my God. you definitely had quite a bit. I mean, you would have essentially had to have, well, the title, binge watch it, but you would have watched, like, you know, one every, pretty much almost every day.
Yeah. And then, you know, with Game of Thrones, it's actually ending mm-hmm. soon. They're going to have one more season, so it's getting close to the end.
Very sad stuff.
Yeah.
Sad stuff.
Very sad stuff. So, all right, drum roll, please. Did I fulfill the second ever binge watch challenge and watch the show like I was supposed to in the time span that I was given? Michael, I got some bad news for you, man. Or I got some good news in a way, but bad news in another way. But I didn't fulfill the challenge. I did not watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, damn. I'm surprised.
I'll tell you, it was. I was bummed. I just let time get by me. And then by the time had passed, I didn't want to watch it and pretend like I watched it in the time that I was supposed to watch it.
You're an honest man.
Yes, I didn't want to like try to say, oh yeah, I watched it in that time, in a month, or you know. So anyway, I didn't watch it. And I'll tell you what, it's a shame that I didn't watch it, because I think it's everything I've heard about it, I would love the show. But for you, sir, I said, if I do not fulfill the challenge, I have to buy you dinner.
Okay. That's true, I did say.
So
you don't have to.
Well, no. Promise is a promise. However, there is a chance, because this is the first binge watch. This is the second binge watch challenge, but it's the first binge watch challenge that I did not succeed in. Now you gave me a tough one, but that's the challenge. I like to be challenged. I had to watch all those seasons. Also, I didn't know if I had access to the show, because with Master of None, the first challenge, it was on Netflix, so it was easy to go and watch it. But on Master of None, I think I would have had to sign up for a short-term subscription with HBO. How do you watch it?
No, I watch Game of Thrones on HBO now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. I had to get Chromecast in order to do HBO now, because whenever HBO Go came out, you know, if you're a gamer, you have just like a PS4 or Xbox One, like you can, the little app, HBO Go is, you know, you can download it and then you can watch it on your TV through your Xbox or PS4 or whatever. But whenever it came out, they exclusively released HBO Now through like Chromecast and a few other streaming ways, but they didn't actually release it through Xbox One or PS4, so you had to wait. So I went and got, even though you have the HBO Go app in the console, they didn't have it, you know, ready. So I had to wait a few months. So instead of waiting, what I did is I just got Chromecast,
mm-hmm.
and then I just streamed my HBO Now app from my phone to the Chromecast, and that's how I watched it. Or how I've been watching it up until recently. They now do HBO Now and HBO Go on the console, so I can watch it any way I want now. But yeah, that's how I started watching it, was through HBO Now. It's only like $15 a month, and it's pretty awesome, man. I mean, they have all kinds of movies and all kinds of stuff, but yeah, the Game of Thrones is on there.
Well, I'm going to still go and watch it, because I want to watch it all, because they're about to start the last season, I think. Is it already started, or is it starting in the fall?
No, it hasn't started yet, so you're in luck. It's definitely going to be a while. But I think there were some delays and stuff, and the next season's not going to be very long either. But yeah, I mean, you're going to be in for a real treat, man. I mean, it's a pretty crazy show. But some of the things they show are pretty mind-blowing.
But here's the cool thing about in television now, where things are not all etched in stone. So even though it's the last season, I really think that when a show ends now, if it's a popular show, what they really mean is it's the last season for now. Because you got all these shows now, they take a break. Like X-Files are doing these mini seasons now. Like they've been off the air for, what, 10 years? 15?
Yeah.
And then they came back with a new season. But it was like a mini season, a micro season, where it was like 8 episodes, and every episode is like big and epic, and like the apocalypse is coming, and it's like watching a motion picture, a movie every week. And then they're going to have a new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. That show's been off forever. He decided. So now it's like shows can kind of pick up after 5 years of being off and say, we're going to do another season for the fans. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that a lot, man. I was actually really into the bringing back X-Files and I have a feeling though that with Game of Thrones it's going to be a little different though, just because you know, I think they're going to go like, you know how, bro, I don't know if you were ever into Breaking Bad or not, but they, you know, I think they want to like cut it off while they still can, while they're still doing good. I know that was a concern for Breaking Bad folks, is they didn't want to overdo it.
Jump the shark.
He's ready to make the jump.
Yeah, they just wanted to kind of like, you know, leave it on a good note and like, you know, and instead of drag it on and people just lose interest after a while. So, I mean, I don't know if they'll ever bring back Breaking Bad because, you know, apparently, well, I don't want to spoil it.
Well, there's some shows that just do not lend themselves. There's some shows that lend themselves for possible like sequel series. And they can do, but other shows, it's really, there's no way. The beginning, middle, and end are told in the original arc. So there's no way you could come back and do it again. You could do a spinoff.
Yeah.
You could do a spinoff show. You know, like the
British, oh, yeah.
You know, like the original Office in England with Ricky Gervais? Uh-huh. Well, he had that show, and then it became such a huge hit in England. Then the Americans adapted it, and they made the American Office. And then, lo and behold, the American Office, I think, became even bigger than the British Office and went on forever, like 8 seasons. But the Ricky Gervais version, they did like a spinoff movie with the character where he goes on like a road trip.
Ricky Gervais, the creator of the popular UK and US television series, announced that Netflix has just bought the rights to his Office movie spinoff, David Brent, Life on the Road. Gervais revealed on SiriusXM, saying, "This is exciting news, and this is top secret, so I'm going to say it now. Netflix has bought out the rest of the world again. Everyone is going to see it, which is great for me, because I'd rather 20 million people see it than 500,000 people see it in cinemas." Oh, yeah.
They could do a Dwight Schrute movie. Did you ever watch The Office?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was interesting how didn't they have Will Ferrell on there at the end?
Yeah, they had a tricky thing because Steve Carell decided he was ready to leave the show, and he was doing movies and stuff. Like, he had The Foxcatcher and these other movies that he'd been working on. He wanted to get off the show. They didn't know how much longer the show was going to go on. They thought at the time the show was just going to keep going on and on and on forever. It was like around the 7th season. So he left the show, but what the producers were worried about is that they wanted to avoid like a huge like letdown with him leaving. So
yeah,
instead of waiting a whole season and then having the last episode where it's his exit and then having to come back after a season off and then trying to redo this, start the show all over again from square one, they decided to go ahead and have him leave in the middle of a season and then do sort of like use the second half of the season as kind of a transition.
They say on your deathbed, you never wish you spent more time at the office. But I will. Gotta be a lot better than a deathbed.
So Will Ferrell came on the show as a way to kind of like distract people, like, oh, don't get bummed out about Steve Carell leaving. We're going to give you Will Ferrell for like 3 or 4 episodes to kind of make up.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of this for a while.
So they were trying to keep it like it from like a big, huge pitfall for the show. So they brought in Will Ferrell, but then the whole idea is obviously Will Ferrell wasn't going to stay on and become a regular on the show because he's Will Ferrell. He's got his movies and
stuff.
I heard
it didn't go over too well on that one.
What, like him coming on The Office?
Yeah, I mean, I thought people liked it, but I think everybody just really, 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 really wanted Steve Carell back. And that's around the time where I stopped watching, so I don't know what happened.
James Spader came on, and they wrote a new character in for James Spader, and he actually was funny. He played this really creepy, kind of slick guy, and it was a different take. They didn't try to do Michael Scott 2.0. They just took it a different. So I actually liked the James Spader episodes. I thought they were funny. It was a bit different from the tone of the show with Steve Carell.
Oh, cool!
But they went on for, I think, another season, full season. Actually, they went on for 2 more seasons after Steve Carell left. So they had a full season with. At least 1 full season with James Spader, and then they had the final season, and that season they brought Steve Carell back for the finale, which was really good.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
It was a tearjerker.
See, that's cool, man. You know, like, I like that.
But
I wish I had seen it.
So, I suggest to give it another try. I think you would enjoy that, because those were actually, I thought those were, now the Will Ferrell episodes were actually, I think, the weakest of all the ones that they did without Steve Carell.
Because that's what I heard.
Yeah, I think it was kind of forced. Now, not that
Will, shocker a little bit there.
Not that Will Ferrell's not a funny guy, but I just think that it was just like, just because he's Will Ferrell doesn't mean he's going to fit into the show, you know? Like, as a character, as a regular character, to be on, like, for three or four shows. So it did seem a little bit kind of out of place. The thing that was funny with Will Ferrell was the first episode where it overlapped with Steve Carell, where it was Will Ferrell and Steve Carell were on at the same time. Those were actually the funniest. That was the only part that was funny with the Will Ferrell episodes.
You, sir.
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Can I just say I am so excited to be working here. A little bit about myself. I love the American Southwest, for starters.
So they were really funny together. But once Steve Carell made his exit and it was just Will Ferrell, then no, it didn't work.
See, I don't know. That's what I had heard. And, I mean, I thought for sure, because I like Will Ferrell. I think he's pretty funny.
Oh, but, yeah. He's one of those guys
I thought
that,
for sure. Huh?
Well, Will Ferrell's one of those guys that doesn't even have to talk. He's just funny. Look, I mean, he's just funny. His presence is funny.
He is funny just looking at him, isn't he?
if he just sat across the room and stared at you, you probably would want to crack up.
Yeah, and then he'd be like, what are you laughing at, asshole?
Yeah, and it would be like the funniest shit ever. There's some people that are funny, like just naturally, and then there's some people that work hard to become funny so they can be funny people, like comedians or whatever. Like they're just really smart, so they can do anything they wanted to do, whether it be a musician or whether it be a comedian or a writer, so they can make themselves funny if they decide they want to be. Kind of like, probably like Jon Stewart, you know, he became funny because he's a smart guy. He knew how to do it.
But what do you think of Jack Black? Think he's funny?
I think Jack Black can cross over and do serious stuff, because I've seen him do serious stuff, like some dark stuff. I think he can turn. I think he has a little bit easier capability of turning off the funny than Will Ferrell. But I do think that Jack Black is kind of naturally sort of funny too. Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. I think I like him. I like everything. I'm pretty open minded, but. I know people that say they don't want to Will Ferrell, but
I'm all on board for Will Ferrell.
And welcome back to Celebrity Jeopardy. Before we begin the double Jeopardy round, I'd like to apologize to our Asian viewers. We should have known having Chinese history as a category would lead to some highly offensive accents from our contestants. That said, let's take a look at the score. Sean Connery currently sits at negative $3,000.
And your mother currently sits on my face, Trebek.
Way too early for that. Way too early.
Okay, so getting back to the binge watch, I failed, but here's the deal. I have a second chance, and this is the deal. I'm going to do double or nothing. Since this is the first time this has ever happened, it's only the second time we've ever done it, I'm going to do a double or nothing on the binge watch challenge. Do you want to hear?
Tell me about that.
Now, you don't have to take the double or nothing. It's an option. It's kind of like in a game show where they give you the option if you want to take behind what's behind door number three, or do you want to keep what you have?
Okay.
Double or nothing kind of turns it around on you. Instead of me having a second chance to watch Game of Thrones, I actually binge watch challenge you.
Okay.
If you succeed in your binge watch, then you come back on the show, you tell me about the show you watched, we talk about it. And this time it'll be a show I watched, but a show you had not watched. This is going to probably be hard, okay? Because you watch a lot
of it. So wait, let me get this straight. Snoop Dogg was in Austin a couple days ago being a DJ at a strip club there. Is that why you brought him up?
No, I didn't know about that. I would have loved
to. That's crazy.
Oh, that would have been funny.
There's a video of
Which
it, dude.
Strip
you should
club?
Facebook it.
Which strip club?
Yeah, he's like DJing at a strip club in Austin. I don't know which one.
But that wasn't that wasn't planned, was it? That was not planned, was it? Was that improvised?
I think he does like little tours and stuff, man.
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram. He's big on social media.
Yeah.
And I knew that
he's
was...
He's like, my house. So he kind of talks.
I knew he was DJing. He'd been DJing for a while. But I did not know he had been in Austin DJing at a strip club. That's funny. That's why you said. Yeah. That's why you said the old ladies in the nursing home with old Snoop would be stripping for him. That's funny.
Anyway, I didn't mean to change it. Okay, so this whole binge watch thing, and let me get this straight though. You're saying that to me that I can take a second option behind door number two and watch a binge challenge that you create for me to watch, but then when I'm watching that, you're watching one too, or that's what I didn't get, that part.
Okay, so we're going to have, so I did not watch Game of Thrones. I didn't fulfill mm-hmm. my binge watch challenge. So you would get, mm-hmm. you can either take what's behind door number one, which is the prize, it's me buying you
dinner,
or you can take behind door number two, which is, and Double or Nothing is I pick a show for you. You have to fulfill that. You don't know the show, though. It's just like with me. You don't know the show that I'm going to give you. And if you have not watched the show, you have to watch it all in order to collect anything in the binge watch challenge. And if you don't fulfill it, then it's a clean slate.
Ah, wow. Okay, clean slate.
You don't have to take it, but you have the option if you want to take it.
Well, I mean, we go back pretty far.
Or
definitely.
Or
okay. Or
behind door number three, you can do Double or Nothing, and let me have another shot at Game of Thrones, and I get 1 month. Same thing for you. If you take door number two, which is you're watching a show that I challenge you to.
Okay. Well, what would you be down for me to just give you a different challenge? Like, since you don't have HBO, and I guess I didn't realize that, we could just start it over if you want. I could just give you one last challenge, and it's on Netflix. It's up to you, though.
Okay, so you've introduced a door number four.
A door number four. Came to mind because I do feel bad now. I guess at the time I didn't realize that, you know, you needed HBO Now.
No, well, you're right. It would have only been like $15 for like a month. I do have an Apple TV, so I could have dialed it up.
We'll have to talk about that Apple TV. I really want to know what you think. Even before you called, I was thinking of something that I could have told you, but it wasn't out at the time.
I've watched a lot of new shows, though. I've been watching some of the new stuff.
The cool thing about door number four is that if I mention something that you've already seen, then it could be a clean slate.
Well, no, the that's one rule I don't want to bend. In the binge watch challenge, bend or bin or binge, you pick your bin. But
yeah,
but I like big butts, and I can't deny. No, just here's the, no. No, but here's the thing. If it was a show that I hadn't watched, then you have to give me you'd have to keep giving me a show until it's a show it would have to continue.
So you like that door number four introduction?
You know what? I'll take your door number four. But remember, if I've seen the first show, you have to give me the second show, and then we have to keep going down the list until we finally hit a show
that
I haven't seen.
That's true. That could be bad.
Well, let's try. Let's take a shot. Go ahead. Drum roll. Give me your show.
Okay. I was going to binge watch challenge you to see Stranger Things.
Oh, well, I saw that. I'm all on that. Oh, I'm all on top of that.
Biscuit.
I'm all under that. I'm all beside that.
All up in that.
Yes, I've seen it. In fact, I'm going to talk about that probably in a mini episode. Love the show, by the way. Probably
good show. I like that 80s vibe that's got going on.
Oh, and the keyboards and stuff. Okay, so try again, sir.
All right, let me think. I wouldn't say, okay, wow. I just feel like there's some shows out there that you haven't seen that are real good.
There's a bunch.
And I just feel like you really need to watch them.
That was a coinkydink. That just happened to be a coinkydink that I'd seen Stranger Things.
Okay.
It was all over Facebook, and I saw the trailer back in July, so I knew I was going to want to watch the show. It had everything in it that I love. You know, it had Winona Ryder. It had 80s music, and it was set in the
80s. How about this?
Okay.
I'm gonna go a little real life here.
Okay.
How about I binge watch challenge you to see oh man, I'm blanking out on the name. It's that one where the guy is in jail, Stephen Avery.
Making the Murderer?
Yeah, I binge watch challenge you to see that because there's going to be some relevant things coming up with it soon that I feel like you could talk about or we could talk about. And so it'd be kind of cool for you to see it just because there's a lot of developments that they've come out with recently. He has a new lawyer now.
Actually,
and they found another suspect and all this stuff.
Making a Murderer was actually the name. I said Making the Murderer. Making a Murderer. And
Making Murderers.
It was you got 8.9 out of 10 on IMDb. It's 97% on Rotten Tomato. I don't even think Force Awakens got 97% on Rotten Tomato. Okay.
It's a real jammer, dude, let me tell you. It's real good. These chicks, these three women, they're really amazing, actually. They filmed it over 10 years. These three filmmakers. Yeah, three filmmakers, and these chicks were just super badass, man. They just were able to show what really happened, and I mean, the editing and everything. I mean, it just kind of makes you wonder like how they did it all. It's crazy.
Mm. Okay.
It's real deep.
I'm on board, man. Door number four, we'll take it.
You're going to see something that is pretty intense. It's definitely, you know, there's been people that have already watched it and whatnot, but it's going to be relevant just because, like I said, there's a lot of new things that are going to come out and unfold, shall I say. There's a lot of things that are going to unfold in the next month or two with this, so I think if you're watching that, it's going to be interesting for you. I was going to say Breaking Bad, but I don't want to force that on you. That's a lot of seasons, and I feel like if you're going to watch Breaking Bad, you probably would do it on your own. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean?
Did you? I've got another show for you. Did you see Mr. Robot yet?
I haven't. I don't even know if I recall hearing about it. What is that?
Oh my gosh! It is the easily in the top two shows for me. It's Christian Slater. It's a hacker kind of superhero of sorts. Not really a superhero, but he's a hacker kind of anti-hero.
Really? Is it on Netflix?
It's on. It's not on Netflix. It's only two seasons in. It's about 20 episodes. I just started first episode of the second season. I could not stop watching it, the first season.
Hello, friend. Hello, friend. That's lame. Maybe I should give you a name. But that's a slippery slope. You're only in my head. We have to remember that. Evil Corp. A conglomerate of evil. And now I have to help them.
Oh, hi. Tyrell Wellick. I'm Senior Vice President Technology.
Elliot. Just a tech.
I would give you unofficial binge watch challenge to watch that show, but unfortunately, it's not on Netflix. It's Amazon Prime for the first season. The show is a huge hit. They say it's going to rack it up with the Emmys.
Wow, man! I've got to see that. I will definitely watch that. It sucks, man. I don't have cable.
Yeah, so you can watch it if you go to. You can watch season one on Amazon Prime, free. If you do you have Amazon Prime?
I don't. I have HBO Now and Hulu and Netflix.
It's on Hulu, too.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I will watch it for sure, man. I'm going to try to look for it tonight.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. It's probably that one and Stranger Things were my favorite two shows this summer. We got there were a lot of shitty movies this summer, but the TV shows were off the hook.
I think that's where things are going now, too. Like, there are going to always be great movies, but, you know, everybody's a critic now, and you know, it really kind of was weird. Remember Batman versus Superman came out?
Mm-hmm.
People had their opinions about it, and that's awesome, you know. But, I mean, when you go to Rotten Tomatoes and Sharknado, a TV movie that is, I mean, arguably probably one of the stupidest things I've ever heard of, and just really visually, just it can make you feel dumb after watching it.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, you know, it's not the worst thing, but it's not the best thing I've seen. And for that to have better reviews on Rotten Tomatoes than Batman versus Superman, that just goes to show you how full of shit people are.
Yeah,
Batman versus Superman wasn't a perfect movie, but let's be real. Batman vs. Superman was pretty cool. I mean, I thought it was badass. There were some badass shots. Batman looked awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And people were, like, crying that, oh, it was too dark. And, but, well, no, like, the comic was dark. And, in fact, the comic was even darker. So I don't understand. If anything, it wasn't dark enough. I think people really liked that, like, X-Men, like all happy with colors and everyone's joking around, like, type of feeling for a superhero and movie. I personally don't really like that for superheroes. I'd rather it be more dark, you know?
Well,
that's,
I mean,
just me.
It's Batman versus, and we talked about that too on a past show. I think it was the last one you were on, actually. Rotten Tomatoes is like the Yelp of movie reviews. It's just a bunch of motherfuckers going on there trying to review, like, Dairy Queen on Yelp. How do you review How do you review Dairy Queen on Yelp? Like it's a fine dining, like it's a fine dining restaurant. They go and they scrutinize it under the same light bulb.
I know, it's like the cherry they put on my sundae was a little bit too tart.
Sometimes you just want to slap people, give them a big slap.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
Wow, that's crazy. So you have the same view of this as I do, Ben.
Oh, and I think actually Batman vs. Superman was, I thought it was the way that people were way harsh on it, and we agreed with that on the show. And we went and reviewed the movie reviewers. We made fun of the people that were on Rotten Tomatoes criticizing it.
Oh, thank you so much. That's great. I definitely think that, it just goes to show when a show like TV movie Sharknado has higher scores than Batman vs. Superman, like a movie that people put their hearts into. There was lots of money that went into it. Sure, yeah, it wasn't a perfect movie. Was it too long? Was it not long enough? Was it whatever? I mean, you know, who cares? You know, but at the end of the day, it didn't deserve the harsh reviews that it had.
And
same with Suicide Squad. Everyone hated on that too, man.
And you know, when it's all said and done, they're going to make like 20 of those Sharknado things. Ian Ziering, the guy from 90210 that plays in the Sharknado, they're going to be making it with Ian Ziering's grandkid. They're going to be making Sharknado movies.
Really?
When it's all said and done, they're going to milk that machine.
Sharknado 25 Scramble. What is that thing you say?
Oh,
Hectic Scramble?
The Hectic Scramble at IHOP, the new Hectic Scramble.
The Hectic Scramble Sharknado, it's going to be the title of like Sharknado 22.
The official.
And it'll be called Hectic Scramble.
It's the official dish at IHOP of the new Sharknado movie. Get your Hectic Scramble and you get a Sharknado toy.
Dude, what you said there is, it could take off, dude. Like hashtag Hectic Scramble. Come on, bro. That's genius.
I think you might be on something. Man, hey, I've got to go. We're going to wrap this up. I'm about to eat, actually. That's the beauty of doing a podcast at home, is you can do it without
it. Yeah, when it's ready, you can eat it.
You can do it without your pants on, and when it's time to eat, not eat in that sense, but eat food, not eat what's
in it. So you're going pantsless, is what you're saying right now. You asked me if I was wearing pants because you wanted to know if I wore pants in the house or workout clothes. But you're one of those guys who wears no pants, right? You come home, you take off the pants.
No, for the most part, yeah.
Well, awesome, man. Thanks for calling. I hope you edit the hell out of this. Sorry, we've got off topic a lot. So I know you're probably going to edit a lot of this out, thank God.
You're going to think that you were Jared Leto, the Joker, in Suicide Squad when it's all said and done.
Those bastards. I wish they hadn't done that. I know. That's crazy. Like the scene where he's in the helicopter,
mm-hmm.
and then boom, he's just gone for like the whole movie, and then he appears back at the end.
He was pissed about that, too.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the new Blade Runner.
All right, so how long do you have to watch Making a Murder?
I've got,
Force Challenge.
You know what? That one's too easy to do in a month. Do you want me to just say 2 weeks on that?
Okay, yeah, Binge Watch Challenge, Making a Murder, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay.
So
that sounds good. Door number four.
Okay, so I would have... Actually, I'll tell you what. I'm going on vacation next week, so I'll tell you what.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, I got 3 weeks to it.
Okay, 3 weeks it is. Okay, cool. Well, then I will try to watch Mr. Robot, and the next time you call me, maybe you could say that I'm from New York or somewhere instead of El Paso.
Ha!
Not that El Paso isn't cool, but, you know, if I'm going to be like a just an every once in a while kind of guy.
Well, you're a jet. You're a jet setter. You're all over the place, man.
That's true. I am. I live everywhere. Maybe you could say Michael, you know, from Australia.
Do you still have your own plane?
Oh, absolutely, man. I do fly here and there. Still.
So, you've maintained your pilot license.
Absolutely, man. You better believe it. I get up there sometimes. I really do.
Tell you what,
Wolf of Wall Street style.
Tell you what, man. We're gonna have to go flying sometime soon.
Okay, we'll do it.
Hey, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, man. I won't be an asshole. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you so much. I was such an asshole for not watching that. But I thank you for giving me another chance.
Thank you, man.
Friend Michael from New York. I want to thank everyone. That's the end of this mini episode. I was given a fourth option, and I took it. And I'm going to watch Making a Murderer. And I'm going to have 3 weeks to watch. All right. I'm out. Peace.
Okay, I lied.
Thunderpop! 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 Oh, Thunderpop!
Go along! See you later! Huh? Beat it! Hit the bricks! Hit the bricks!
And Thunderpop is a Hit the Bricks production.